degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. Of our top local stories, 8:05. Half hour from now at 8:21, it's our monthly get-together with the Boy Scouts and board member Louisa Green. Also, State Representative Fred Camillo will be checking in. He is the chair of their Scouting for Food event taking place March 2nd to benefit neighbor to neighbor. WGCH News Center time is 7:51. It's the first Thursday of the month, and that means State Representative Libby Florin of Greenwich. And good morning, Representative. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you doing?
Doing well. Let's talk first about Peter Tesi, who's decided not to run for another term in office. Your thoughts about his legacy as first selectman?
Oh, his accomplishments. His list, that list is endless and extraordinary. He has been the best first selectman that I've ever witnessed up close and personal. He does something for everybody in this town, from the very young to the very old, and every you know, person in between. He really cares, and he really, you know, does a good job. We're going to miss him.
All right, and who would you back to run on the Republican side then this fall?
I have no idea who's running.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are a lot of names out there so far. The only ones I've heard are Mike Mason and Todd Ledonia. Oh, and Fred Camillo.
Has Fred confirmed he's running?
Not to me.
No, okay. All right, well, we'll see what happens there. Okay, let's talk about some things that are going on in the legislature as the session is underway for a month now. Tax proposals, as you're on the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee.
Right, and I'm ranking member on bonding. And yesterday we had our first Finance Committee meeting, and in 10 minutes we approved 72 bills to be given, you know, bill proposals to be given a public hearing. I think 27 more to be drafted as committee bills. These are initiatives. I mean, it is endless. It is truly endless. So we shall see what shakes out. We'll know a lot better after the first public hearing, which will probably take me to Easter. It's called for the 13th of February. But the governor delivers his budget address on February 20th, and that's going to shape what goes forward and what gets put in the wastebasket.
Okay, so that's 2 weeks from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, I don't know if you heard the interview I did with CBIA half an hour ago.
About, I did.
Yeah, what do you think
the
about that?
Public option?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on the Insurance and Real Estate Committee, as you know, as well, and we're having a public hearing on that very question. It's come up before, and I know that the comptroller, Kevin Limbo, is very, very much in favor of it. And, in fact, he's going to give us a presentation next week, next Wednesday, before the finance public hearing. So I'll know more then. I don't like single payer. Honestly, I think Access Connecticut has done a very, very good job of providing the coverage that our residents need at a reasonable amount of money.
Okay. Let's talk about an event as Westport is thinking about. They're having the Reusable Bag Alliance event coming up on the 9th. Tell us about that.
That's Saturday at 1 o'clock at Campo Beach. And it's going to be a lot of the members of the Reusable Bag Alliance, and that includes our very own BYO Greenwich, you know, which Janine Getz in her committee founded and made it so that we don't have plastic bags in Connecticut. Westport already has outlawed or banned plastic bags, but more and more municipalities in Connecticut are thinking of doing so, and there are even some legislative proposals to ban them statewide.
Okay, and
so this is going to be very exciting, I think. I hope a lot of people will go and take part in what should be a celebration.
Where will it be?
It'll be the 9th at 1 o'clock, that's Saturday, at Campo Beach Westport.
You did mention that. Are they making an announcement about anything?
No, I think it's more just to reinstate the fact that we really want people to stop using reusable bags, plastic bags in Connecticut. And there are a lot of legislative champions and different organizations that are going to be there to stand together that will, you know, reinforce the message.
Okay. The governor has his Department of Economic and Community Development leaders, a couple of Greenwich residents on there, former PepsiCo CEO Indra Nooyi, and David Lehman, another Greenwich resident, is going to be the chair of this, the commissioner, I guess. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's wonderful. I think they're both really, really capable and qualified. I've heard them speak. And they're going to bring new ideas and new initiatives. The third member of that triumvirate is Jim Smith, who's the former chair of Webster Bank. So it's a very dynamic, very knowledgeable, very enthusiastic group, and I've got great hopes for them.
As priorities have come out, Democrats are now not on their priority is legalizing marijuana and also tolls, possibly. What are your thoughts about that development?
Well, I'm amazed at that, actually, because I thought that recreational marijuana was low-hanging fruit, because New York and Massachusetts and I believe Rhode Island have all either decided to do it or will be doing recreational marijuana soon, and we're right sandwiched in the middle. But that's fine. I'm ready to discuss anything, and that would be kind of a major change for us. I must say, though, our medical marijuana dispensaries and the list of ailments that can be assuaged by marijuana is growing more and more every day, and it's doing a good job for our state and our residents. Tolls, I'm totally against tolls.
Now, when they say not a priority, does that mean it definitely won't come up or just at this point?
But I think it means they don't have the votes.
Okay. And the governor's also kind of walked back on the idea of the grocery tax.
Wasn't that wonderful? I was very proud to see that. You know, though, the governor listens, and he's a businessman at heart and entrepreneur, and he lets the market lead, and I like that. I think he's going to do a good job, and I'm really very, very excited to hear what he and his Office of Policy and Management team dish out on the 20th.
All right, and it just seems to be that you mentioned 72 bills you passed. There's a lot that goes on there, and then you see how it all coalesces, right? So a lot of things get thrown out there. So I guess that's not a bad thing, I guess, right?
That's a very good thing. What happens, I think there are like 2,000 bill proposals out there right this very moment that were put forth by individual legislators, and those have each been put in motion and sent to the Committee of Cognizance. That committee then looks over the proposals that are in front of them. They pick and choose which ones they want to grant a public hearing. That's step one. Out of those that are granted a public hearing, then that Committee of Cognizance will vote toward the end, of the session or midway, whether or not they're going to joint favorable, they call it JFing, whether that will send that bill forward to be debated and discussed by the full General Assembly. So by the time it gets to that point, you're whittled down to about, I would say, 500 proposals, and out of those, about 200, between 150 and 200, will actually be voted upon and either become law or be deep-sixed.
All right, good explanation. State Representative Libby Florin, thanks very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Tony. Bye.
And that's State Representative Libby Florin joins me on the first Thursday of each month. And next Thursday at this time, we will speak with State Representative Stephen Meskers.